For all intents and purposes, I am a woman. People look at me differently. They see you as this macho male, but my heart and my soul and everything that I do in life, it is part of me. That female side is part of me. That's who I am. I was not genetically born that way. As of now, I have all the male parts and all that kind of stuff. So in a lot of ways, we're different, okay? But we still identify as female.
It's a very interesting interview with Diane Sawyer. I didn't see most of it. I've only heard pieces of it that Elif and I have played here on the radio. I didn't know how much bigger of a story this would become. I kind of thought that would be the flash in the pan, and then we would do much more with Bruce Jenner. But now this Vanity Fair article has come out. I've been reading the preview of it. It's hitting newsstands this week. He spoke with Buzz Bissinger, Caitlin, and, well, Bruce spoke with Buzz Bissinger for a long time, and now Caitlin has spoken with Buzz Bissinger for a long time for this piece that he has done, the cover story on Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner reinvented as Caitlyn Jenner, and dealing with these issues he's dealt with his whole life. He talks in the story about in 1976. I mean, this isn't something that's kind of come up in his life. In 76, after he wins the gold medal, he's doing interviews and he's wearing a suit, and he said, and he had on a bra and panties, and he's thinking, nobody knows who I really am. Think about that. Probably for a time, maybe the most famous man in America, maybe in the world, for a summer at least. And he has this incredible secret. So the media covered it many different ways this week. There was a lot written about the coverage, maybe more than just the coverage itself of the story was all the stories about the coverage of the story. Jon Stewart had an interesting take on all the media coverage of Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn, when you were a man, we could talk about your athleticism, your business acumen, but now you're a woman, and your looks are really the only thing we care about. Which brings us to phase two of your transition, comparative ability.
I didn't say looks like that chick from American Horror Story.
Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange.
Who's hot?
Do you think Caitlyn is actually hotter than Chris?
Okay, I have to ask the most important question. Does she have a better body than Kim Kardashian?
We want to give a woman a compliment here. We just need to make sure another woman gets taken down a peg in the process.
So Jon Stewart went on about, I believe he also talks about gender equality and pay, things like that. But it is interesting, and that's the one thing. I had a car ride with my mom today, and she was talking about, and it's interesting to think about, and Caitlin even talks about in the interview with Buzz Bissinger how excited she is to just be able to now relax and have the girls over and wear what she wants and talk about makeup and things like that. And there is an interesting aspect of that because here she is on the cover of Vanity Fair in a corset and incredibly sexualized. And I think Jon Stewart has an interesting point there that, okay, you're a woman now. Here's how it works. You got to be in a corset. It's got to be about sex. I mean, it's a 65-year-old woman now, right? It's not, we're not talking about, you know, some young starlet. Even a 65-year-old woman who's gone through this gender transition, now we have to objectify you and talk about how sexy you are. And as Jon Stewart was playing the different audio clips about hot or not, basically now with Caitlyn Jenner. And it's just so sad that here is a very interesting story, I think, and a very tough story about how you go through this and what she has dealt with her whole life as Bruce Jenner and what she will deal with now as Caitlyn Jenner. And it becomes so sexualized. And my mom was saying she was very disappointed, and you know, that Annie Leibovitz takes these great photos. I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure whenever Annie Leibovitz shoots a star, especially a woman, it is some very sexy type poses. I don't see her doing a lot of Diane Keaton shots. I think it's more, you know, pinups, and you know, I'm not surprised by this. And if we are talking about her becoming a woman, she's showing what, you know, that she really has transitioned into a woman here with these shots that show, you know, that she has breasts now and everything else. But it is also very objectifying, I think.
I agree.
Do you think it's a little too sexualized?
Well,
because I think there's a separate between being sexual and changing your gender and being a different gender. I think that's a different story than how sexy you are now in this new gender.
She wants to show her new body. She's now got breasts.
Yeah.
And she wants to show off her body. She wants people to see what she is now. And I can understand that, but maybe a more elegant dress or something, maybe not a bustier. I don't know. I mean, it's fine. It's fine by me, but I agree. People will sexualize her.
Well, you know, it's funny because we've talked a lot on the show over the last year about issues like that. You know, Heidi Stevens from the Tribune getting most mail about her hair instead of the article she writes, right? We've talked to the makers of the Tata Top about the Free the Nipple movement and things like that. And here we are in this very interesting story and this very public story about somebody, you know, coming to terms with their gender issues and making this incredibly public change. And it did kind of devolve into, is she hot now? And it's funny because think about, when's the last time a 65-year-old woman was dressed like that on the cover of Vanity Fair? That doesn't happen. I mean, it just doesn't happen. So I do feel like in some ways this has turned into an odd thing of objectifying now the woman instead of talking about the transition and the issues. There was also a lot of chatter this week with people upset that Caitlyn Jenner is going to win the Arthur Ashe Courage Award from ESPN. I think that is really misplaced. And there was a very interesting story online. There was a viral photo that went around. Somebody posted on Facebook an old photo, I believe from World War II, from one of the old wars, of a soldier being carried on another soldier's back. So this soldier's hurt. Somebody's carrying him away. But the hurt soldier is still shooting at somebody. And look at how courageous that was. And that's courage. And so there was all this craziness about what courage truly is. And to say that it's not courageous for one of the most famous people in the world from the 70s to finally come fully to terms with these issues and deal with it and do it publicly and not just hide it, I think that is courageous. Now, is somebody more courageous than somebody else? Yes. Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, is not risking their life to do this, to make this transition and do it publicly. That's true. But that doesn't mean it's not courageous still. And I think it's just fine that ESPN is going to give him that award. Yes, there are other deserving people as well. But to come forward and do this so publicly and take what's going to come with it is courageous. I would never say that that is not a courageous thing to do. 312-981-7200 if you want to add to the discussion or talk about this in some way, shape, or form. We're willing to take your call. We got about 20 minutes left. Then we got Max Norian with the morning show Outside the Loop with Mike Steven at 6 a.m. He's talking to a store that specializes in analog photography and cameras on Outside the Loop Radio this morning. It was so funny. Where were we? Somewhere two things. We had confirmation mass last week. A graduation mass at school. All the eighth graders are coming up and up on the altar with father and getting a certificate award for achievement for the years. And everybody like holds up their phone and takes a photo. And then at the end, somebody holds up a camera and you hear this chee chee. It was like an old, and everybody starts laughing because you just don't hear that anymore. And I was out with some of the producers last week before the Walk of Fame induction, and Spike's old producer, Tracy, had an actual camera with her, and we're all laughing. She's like, I've got 28 megapixels. And we're like, wow, we're 40 now. We really don't need 28 megapixels worth of our faces in any photos. 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN. Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN. I'm reading from Caitlyn Jenner's Wikipedia page. That's brand new, as you would guess. Caitlyn Jenner's Wikipedia page. It says, Jenner is a professed Christian, leans politically conservative, and is a Republican. And I'm guessing all three of those groups not so happy right now. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Greg, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to make a couple of points here. I mean, first of all, the first word in this whole procedure, sex change, lends to the discussion of sex and sexual nature. So I can only imagine that there's going to be a lot of discussions and a lot of trying to make it look as sexual as possible. And along that line, the second point is when they put a new picture on the front of a big magazine like that, they're going to try and make her look as good as possible, or they're going to make her look like Margaret Thatcher.
Well, I think there's a difference there. I think, and I don't think they really say sex change anymore. Everything I've read says gender reassignment surgery.
Shows you how old I am.
Yeah, no, I understand. I remember, yeah, sex change too is what you would always say. I mean, back in the Tootsie days when we were watching Dustin Hoffman, you would talk about sex changes. But you know, yes, of course they're going to make her look as fabulous as possible for the cover of Vanity Fair, but they could have done that in a long gown or in some sort of dress, you know, instead of a bustier.
She's a Kardashian.
No, she married a Kardashian. She was not a Kardashian to begin with, but maybe they created her.
That's interesting in saying that, because a poor person who is challenged with that idea or whatever, surrounded by that much hormones, is going to have something happen, I don't think.
Well, I don't think they wear off on you quite that way. And
well, you know what I mean.
I understand what you're saying, but
it's osmosis.
But Bruce was dealing with this back in the 70s. This has been a lifelong thing, not something that just happened to him because he lived for too long with Kim Kardashian. Although you could understand there would be ramifications from that as well. Greg, thanks.
I did not know that thing about the t-shirt or the bra and panties going at their interview.
I don't think anybody knew about that until this interview. It's hitting newsstands this week. It should be pretty fascinating. Greg, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Barbara's on 720 WGN. Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Okay. My sister and I have this controversy all the time about this.
Okay.
She thinks it's great, and I think it's BS.
Okay, why do you think it's BS?
Well, first of all, they were just mentioning he's a Christian. If he's a Christian, God gave you what you have. Okay? Then this guy, back in 1980s, when he was in the height of maybe his career, tried to take hormones and this and that. But he lived a lie for a long time. And
yeah.
Then he gets married, has two more children, which I think he has a total of maybe 10, 6, 10.
I think like 6. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay, I got you. Whatever. He has plenty. And I think that it's just we're living this world of accepting.
Yeah, we shouldn't accept?
Well, it's not a matter of we shouldn't accept. But we really have to look at the whole picture.
Okay.
Okay. He waited till he made millions of dollars. You know, how much is he going to send off to the transvestites or whatever, the cross-gender people?
I don't know how much he's going to send off.
I mean, that's
what
they could call it. He could call it cross-gender.
All right, Barbara, thank you very much for the call. I do appreciate it. I don't agree with you on any of this. I mean, in the 70s, he was world famous. He could have come out then if he wanted to. He could have done all this then. He didn't wait till he was rich, rich, rich to do this. He waited till his children grew up, I think, partly so that they wouldn't suffer from the backlash of their father doing that. And I imagine for anybody dealing with this type of thing, it's a long process to get to a place where you feel comfortable going through the very public nature of making that change. Imagine what you would have to go through to do that and the heat you would face. Look at what he's taking now from, and I'm sorry, but the whole, well, if you're a Christian, this is what God gave you. So if I can't hear, if I have hearing issues, I don't try to see if medically that could be fixed because I want to hear. I say, that's what God gave me. I mean, there's all sorts of issues that we have in life that we try to correct. We don't just say that's what God gave us. Let's face it. I think that's a faulty argument. 312-981-7200 is the number. And that story is going to come out in the next week or so. 815 does right, though. What 65-year-old has that perky of boobs? I still feel like it's a publicity. So they're very perky. But when they're brand new, they're perky. I mean, let's face it, you probably get a good 10-year warranty on that type of thing. I don't know. That's a good question. When you get fake boobs, Elif, I know you have absolutely no history on this topic, but as a woman, I'm going to ask you this question. if you get fake boobs, when you're like 65, do you still have perky boobs? Now, Caitlyn does right now because they're brand new.
Mm-hmm. But so you're asking, oh, I see.
I mean, what's your guess on that? You know, most people that get implants probably do it in their 20s and 30s. But I imagine the rest of your body starts sagging, so they sag with you as you get older. I don't imagine you're walking around like, wow, you have 20-year-old breasts on your 65-year-old body.
Well, I'm thinking that those breasts don't feed children, and they don't have milk. Milk never goes through them because they don't, I don't know what they're called, but the milk things don't develop.
Mammary glands?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't develop in fake boobs. Do they? Now I'm going to have
Well, no, they, well.
I'm assuming that they don't. And that might be one factor that plays into the sagging part.
That's a good point. But I think that you don't, unless you're having, unless you get your breasts removed and then get implants. I mean, he's not, that's an interesting question. I mean, Caitlyn would be on all sorts of hormones that would help produce things, but I'm sure she did get fake breasts. I think it says in the article. I don't know. Well, I guess we're just gonna wait and see. Good lord. 312-981-7200 is the number. Outside the Loop is coming up in an hour. Max Norian with the morning show coming up in just a few minutes after 7. Lou Manfredini will talk to you about air conditioning. Have you run the air conditioner yet? I bet all of us have gotten at least a day or two of air conditioning in here once in a while. But is your air conditioner really ready for summer? Lou will help you figure that out and make sure that you're ready to roll when the temperatures do start heating up, which they will soon enough. Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN.